Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, my friends. So nice to be with you once again as we get ready for another 2 hours of some of the greatest music of all time. We're all about the standards, jazz and swing, the great ballads and the memorable pop hits. And coming up today, our theme is random big band selections. Heading into the library once again and just grabbing an armful of big band records and just ad-libbing it. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we're going back to the first weekend of September in 1952. So that's what's coming up, and if you're ready, let's go.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the countdown from this weekend in 52, and at number 10 on the Billboard sales chart, it's Slim Whitman, Indian Love Call. At number 10 on the chart this week in 1952, Slim Whitman and Indian Love Call. The 28-year-old yodeler from Tampa has become a sensation, mainly because he sings romantic songs, rather than the typical boozy songs that were common among most yodelers of the past. Now, Whitman hasn't become famous overnight. He was playing minor league baseball in Florida and doing quite well, but in 1948 decided to embark on a music career. And this yodeler and self-taught left-handed guitarist was discovered by Colonel Tom Parker, but had to keep his part-time job until this year, when he finally found commercial success. Indian Love Call was a million-selling record, and it made it to number 9 on the pop music chart here in 1952. We've gone back 73 years on today's show. Harry Truman was president, Alvin Barkley is the vice president, and the population is 157 million. But 1952 is an election year, And come November, Americans will elect either Dwight Eisenhower or Adlai Stevenson. Both campaigns employed catchy tunes to woo voters.
Old MacDonald had a farm back in 31. Conditions filled him with alarm back in 31. Not a chick chick here or a moo cow there, just broken down farmland everywhere. And Farmer Mac doesn't want to go back to the days when there wasn't a moo or quack, to the days of 1931 when he didn't have bread when the day was done. Farmer Mac knows what to do, election day of 52. Gonna go out with everyone in the USA to vote for Adlai Stevenson to keep his farm this way. With a vote, vote here and a vote, vote there and a vote for Stevenson everywhere. For if it's good for Mac, you see, it's good for you and it's good for me. All America loves that farm. Vote Stevenson today.
I for president, I for president, I for president, I for president. You like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike.
For president,
hang out the banner, beat the drum, we'll take Ike to Washington.
We don't want John,
or Dean,
or Harry,
let's do that big job right. Let's get in step with the guy that's hep, get in step with Ike. You like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike. For president, hang out the banner, beat the drum, we'll take Ike to Washington. We got to get where we are going, travel day and night.
For president,
let Adelaide go the other way, we'll all go with Ike.
For president,
you like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike.
For president,
hang out the banner, beat the drum, we'll take Ike to Washington, we'll take Ike to Washington.
Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country.
That was audio from an animated commercial for the Eisenhower campaign, developed by Roy Disney. Well, now back to the countdown from this weekend in 52. The latest from Les Paul and Mary Ford is at number 9, Meet Mr. Callahan. Paul and Mary Ford at number 9 this weekend, Meet Mr. Callahan. It's their second top 10 hit of the year on its way up to number 5. Now we're using Billboard Magazine's sales chart this weekend in 52. And over on the jukebox survey, the Four Aces are in the top 10.
Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat? Would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I reveal that you're my one ideal? Should I tell you, baby, that I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight? Should I recite I'd love to hold you tight? Should I tell you, baby, that I love you?
two, four.
Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I reveal that you're my one ideal? Should I tell you, baby, that I love you?
Four Aces with a tune from the early 30s, Should I? They took it to number 9 here in the summer of 52. Also today we're playing some big band records. They're just random selections right out of the music vault. Just kind of stream of consciousness, whatever catches my eye. And the first record that caught my attention was one I haven't played for a while, At the Woodchopper's Ball from Woody Herman. Written by Woody Herman and flugelhorn player Joe Bishop, At the Woodchopper's Ball. First recorded by Herman's Orchestra, known then as the Band That Plays the Blues, in 1939. And the soloists on trumpet, Horace Steady Nelson, Neil Reed on trombone, Saxie Mansfield tenor sax, and the leader on clarinet. And that's one of our random big band selections that we're featuring today on Seems Like Old Times. It's 1952 on today's Seems Like Old Times. And this summer's biggest country hit was by Hank Williams.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go. Pull the P-Row down the bio.
Hank Williams and Jambalaya spent 14 weeks at number one on the country chart. And then Columbia Records' Mitch Miller scooped up the song and initially offered it to little Jimmy Boyd. He turned it down, so Miller then gave it to Joe Stafford. And this weekend in 1952, she had it at number 8.
Jambalaya! Jambalaya!
Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete mio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Well, a goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the piro down the bio. Oh my John, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya.
Is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see my John by the dozen. Dressed in style, go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya and a crawfish pie, fill a gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete mio.
All the fish in the bio. Swap my mum to buy my John what he need, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
Jambalaya and a crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete mio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun.
Number 8 this weekend in 1952, Joe Stafford and the Paul Weston Orchestra, along with the Norman Luboff Choir and Jambalaya. The record was on its way up to number 3, making it Joe's 4th top 10 of the year and a million seller. And the Hank Williams version sold a million too. Oddly though, neither record was done in Cajun style. The Williams version did give a bit of a nod toward Cajun music. The Joe Stafford version was done with a mambo rhythm. But despite that musical incongruity, it was one of the big hits of the year for Joe Stafford. Well, from the fine arts here in early September of 52, new at the bookstores, I Go Pogo by Walt Kelly. It's the second of the Pogo books, and many people were asking, are you a Pogo fan? Also at the bookstores, The Caine Mutiny by Herman Woke has become the top fiction bestseller since Lloyd Douglas's The Robe in 1942. Caine has been on the bestseller list for 17 months and has sold 325,000 copies to date. But number one on the New York Times list this week is The Silver Chalice from Thomas Costain. New books just released include Bernard Malamud's The Natural and Ernest Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea. Tops in nonfiction is Witness by Whitaker Chambers. Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl. And How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying by Shepard Mead. To the stage now and playing on Broadway this weekend, Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy in The Four-Poster. Point of No Return with Henry Fonda and John Cromwell. The Male Animal starred Elliot Nugent, Robert Preston, and Martha Scott. And musicals include Top Banana with Phil Silvers, Wish You Were Here with Jack Cassidy, Sheila Bond, and Patricia Moran that had a swimming pool on stage. And the revival of Pal Joey. It stars Harold Lang and Helen Gallagher. And returning from the original production, Vivian Siegel.
After one whole quart of brandy, like a daisy I awake. With no promo seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep until I could sleep where I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? My mistake, I agree. He's a laugh, but I love it, because the laugh's on me. A pill he is, but still he is all mine, and I'll keep him until he is bewitched, bothered and bewildered like me. Seen a lot, I mean a lot, but now I'm like sweet 17 a lot, bewitched, bothered and bewildered. To him, each spring to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered.
Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. That's Vivian Siegel from the musical Pal Joey, enjoying a successful Broadway revival here in September of 1952. Also today, it's Random Big Band Records. And this one came out just as World War II was ending, September of 1945. It's the Harry James Orchestra with Kitty Callan, 11:60 p.m.
It was grand to wind up clock is striking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11:60 p.m. 11:60 p.m. 11:60 p.m. Good night.
A top 10 hit for the Harry James Orchestra in late summer of 45, 11:60 p.m., and on the vocals, Pretty Kitty Callan. The big bands are in the showcase today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, we've turned the calendar back 73 years to the first weekend of September in 1952. And this has been the most stable year in the last decade. Unemployment's at a low 3.1%, and production keeps churning out the goods, with no limits on the expanding economy in sight. And the population keeps increasing too. There'll be 3 million more Americans by the end of the year. The average income this year is $3,890, and we're spending those earnings down at the market this weekend on a loaf of bread for 16 cents. Milk is going for 48 cents for a half gallon. Ground beef is 59 cents a pound, pork chops 79 cents a pound, eggs are 67 cents a dozen, and a 25-pound bag of flour is $1.63. A jar of peanut butter is about 43 cents, and school's starting up, you want apples for those lunch boxes, and pies too, a bushel is $3.49, a bushel of peaches $2.99, and a box of Bartlett pears $1.49. A pound of coffee is 77 cents. And one of the new items on the shelves is Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. And a Chicago artist and copywriter, Don Tennant, creates the character Tony the Tiger to promote it. And that's just one of many breakfast cereals out of Battle Creek.
Hey! Do you see what I see standing in the road? Kellogg's bright new faces on the All-Star Breakfast Show.
Corn Flakes, the leader is here with a bright new face, a colorful ear of corn.
Golden corn.
Rice Krispies with fruit on top sing a kind of cereal bop.
Snap, crackle, and pop.
Pep shows what parents prize, boys and girls with sparkling eyes.
Sugar corn pops, good and sweet, bring cowboy stars you'll like to meet.
Seven more, each a treat, make the cast complete.
On the All-Star Breakfast Show.
Grocers from coast to coast now feature your favorite Kellogg breakfast cereals in their bright new boxes.
Yes, Kellogg's for breakfast, no better way to start the day.
It's smiling food.
It's good for you.
Starts you off with a
hoop-de-doo.
It's Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day.
Boy, if those people would sing to me while I'm eating cereal, every day would be a happy day, that's for sure. Well, let's get back to the countdown now. Coming in at number 7, it's Rosemary Clooney.
Watch me, I watch you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, watch me, bambino, ba, ba, bo, bo, boco, piccolino, when you kiss me, and I'ma kiss you. Tra la 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 loo. Ba, ba, watch me, my baby, ba, ba, bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe if you squeeze me and I'ma squeeze you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-loo. Be-oo-bye-oo, be-oo-boo, won't you botcha-botcha me? Be-oo-bye-oo, be-oo-boo, when you botcha me, I botcha you, and everything goes crazy. Ba-ba, botcha me, bambino, ba-ba-bo, bo. Boca piccolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra la 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 lee. Botcha me, I botcha you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, botcha me, my baby, ba, ba, bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe if you squeeze me and I'ma squeeze you. Tra la 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 loo. Be you, bye, oh, be you, boo. picture me kissing me. Be-oo-bye, oh, be-oo-boo. When you botcha me, I botcha you. Come on, are you kissing me, eh? Ba-ba-botcha me, bambino, ba-ba-bo. Bo-boco piccolino. And then we will raise a great big family. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Be-oo-bye, oh, be-oo-boo. Botcha me, bambino, botcha me. That's nice.
Rosie Clooney and Botcha Me at number 7 this weekend in 1952. Coming down the charts after a 3-week stay at number 2. Now she has another record on the top 10 this week, which we'll hear a little bit later. And she's also a little further down the charts on a duet with Marlene Dietrich.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Mustard anymore. Once I kissed a millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
A gent I know with a big sedan swore he was an army man. And he got dressed up fit to kill in the uniform he wore at the Bunker Hill.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Mustard anymore.
I entertained an actor I know. The moon was high and the lights were low. He said I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
It seems that every man you meet wants to sweep you off his feet.
But gals, before you do submit, make him show his birth certificate.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
A cute novelty number from Rosemary Clooney and Marlene Dietrich, Too Old to Cut the Mustard. That reached number 12 on the charts here in the late summer of 1952. Well, let's get back to our random big band selections now. That's our theme today. I'm just walking into the music vault and grabbing whatever looks good. The Larry Clinton Orchestra is never a bad choice, especially when his vocalist is B. Wayne.
Thank you.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance, you go to my head. You go to my head.
In 1938, no band was bigger than the Larry Clinton Orchestra, and that was thanks to the genuine, natural voice of B. Wayne. And that was a top 10 hit, You Go to My Head. And one of the random big band picks today on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, and today it's the 1st of September in 1952. And now, let's head to the movies. For the cartoons, there's Popalong Popeye. Our favorite sailor heads out to the Old West. There's Oily Hair, Bugs Bunny battles with a Texas oil man. And from the Three Stooges, there's Gents and a Jam. Mo, Larry, and Shemp are about to be evicted, but Shemp's rich uncle Phineas is on the way. For the main features this weekend, two from John Wayne. He stars with James Arness and Nancy Olson fighting communists and Big Jim McLean. He's also in John Ford's The Quiet Man with Maureen O'Hara.
So bold one you are. And who gave you leave to be kissing me?
So you can talk.
Yes, I can. I will and I do. That's more than talk you'll be getting if you step a step closer to me.
Don't worry, you got a wallop.
You'll get over it, I'm thinking.
Well, some things a man doesn't get over so easy.
Like what, supposing?
Like the sight of a girl coming through the fields with the sun on her hair, kneeling in church with a face like a saint.
Saint indeed.
And now coming to a man's house to clean it for him.
That was just my way of being a good Christian act.
I know it was, Mary Kay Danaher. And it was nicer.
Not at all.
More movies this weekend. What Price Glory with James Cagney in World War I. There's Tony Curtis and Piper Laurie in Son of Ali Baba. The suspenseful Beware, My Lovely with Ida Lupino and Robert Ryan. Les Miserables stars Michael Rennie and Deborah Padgett. Ivanhoe has Robert Taylor and Elizabeth Taylor, along with Joan Fontaine and George Sanders. And the musical, The Merry Widow, with Lana Turner and Fernando Lamas. Also playing, The Story of Will Rogers. That has Will Rogers Jr., Jane Wyman, Eddie Cantor, and narrated by Bob Hope. And Bob's on screen with Son of Paleface with Jane Russell. Marilyn Monroe shows her dramatic chops in Don't Bother to Knock with Richard Widmark. She's also in the comedy Monkey Business with Cary Grant and Ginger Rogers. And Marilyn's who they're talking about here.
I want you to observe and make notes of everything I do. Knowing me so well, you'll be able to interpret the exact meaning of my behavior better.
Don't you think you ought to change that coat and wipe that stuff off your face before you try it again?
Oh, yes, perhaps you're right.
By the way, whose lipstick is it?
What's her name? You know, Ox's secretary.
Oh, you mean that little pin-up girl? Very cute.
Sort of, but half infant.
Not the half that's visible.
And also showing on the big screen this weekend, High Noon with Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly. Tex Ritter sang the theme song in the movie, but Frankie Lane's version is at number 6 this week.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait. not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life for his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait a long, wait a long, wait a long, wait a long.
Frankie Lane and High Noon, record number 6 this weekend in 1952, accompanied by the Jimmy Carroll Orchestra. It peaked at number 5 on the charts and was Frankie's 9th million seller. He's also in the top 10 in the jukebox survey this weekend, teaming up with Doris Day.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. Oh, we never not gonna go phone, 'cause mother isn't home.
Oh, Sugar Bush, I love you so. I will never let you go.
So don't you let your mother know. Sugar Bush, I love you so.
Sugar Bush, what can I do? Mother's not so pleased with you. Promise me you will be true, and I'll come along with you.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. We never not gonna go phone, 'cause mother isn't home.
Sugar Bush, come dance with me, and let the other fellas be. Just dance the polka merrily. Sugar Bush, come dance with me.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. Oh, we never not gonna go phone, 'cause mother isn't home.
Oh, chocolate, you are so sweet. Yes, yes, you I'd like to eat. If I do, oh, what a treat. Chocolate, you are so sweet.
Oh, Sugar Bush, I love you so, and I will never let you go.
Now don't you let my mother know.
Sugar Bush, I love you so. Sugar Bush, I love you so.
That's 39-year-old Chicago native Frankie Lane and the 28-year-old Cincinnati-born Doris Day. They got to number 7 on the jukeboxes with Sugar Bush. They were accompanied by Carl Fisher's Orchestra and the Norman Luboff Choir. And that was a gold record for the duo. In the showcase today, we have big band records just chosen by chance from our enormous music library. You ought to see the bill for climate control in that place. Well, anyway, Jack Teagarden's next with The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise.
Thank you.
From 1940, The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. That's Jack Teagarden's Big Eight, featuring the leader on trombone, Rex Stewart Cornett, Barney Bagard on the clarinet, Ben Webster tenor sax, Billy Kyle on piano, Billy Taylor on bass, Brick Fliegel guitar, and Dave Tough on the drums. And that'll do it for hour number one of today's show. We'll have more big bands coming up after the break, and more of the hits from this week in 1952 on Seems Like Old Times.